Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
There's already too much shady things that seem to have been going on with Proctor and just almost feels like somebody's trying to tip the scales a bit here on this. Not necessarily because they're trying to hide that they killed John O'Keefe, but because they really wanted Karen Reed to be the fall person for this, whether she is or not. I mean, I think you didn't need to really do that. Do you think the state has really damaged themselves so much that this will be complete not guilty for Karen Reed, even on like vehicular manslaughter? Or do you think that she still might get in trouble with that?
I don't think they got her on it.
No,
I don't. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like their ME is not willing to say.
Yeah.
Those injuries are consistent with a motor vehicle accident. Like I left, granted there was still a little time left. So maybe she's going to say it in the time that we're recording here. But in the first hour and 15 minutes of her testimony, she didn't even intimate to it.
Yeah.
Those injuries are consistent with a motor vehicle. Like, and when the ME for the state is coming in with an undetermined cause of death, they're not willing to say that it was a homicide. Like I said, a layperson juror is going to say their own doctor wouldn't say that it was a homicide. Mm-hmm. How can I convict her? That's what they're going to be saying. That's just the way normal people think.
Yeah.
And that's the way they should think.
Yes.
That's what we expect people to use common sense. If their own doctor's not willing to say it, how can I convict her?
Why?
Even if I think that maybe it happened.
Why did they go with murder charges? That's still the mystery here.
You know, John O'Keefe was an officer, you know. I mean, I think that Proctor believed that she hit him. You know, I think in his mind, like that's what happened. Like I think that he really believed that. And I think that there was damage to the taillight. You know, I think that it was probably caused from her backing into John's car. And we've got this situation where she said certain shit. She did certain things, you know, and like he just tunnel visioned on it.
Yeah.
And he convinced Morrissey to go on it. Like, this is what we got. And then, yeah, like, it, but in that theory, you have to still have the taillight being planted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, to me, there's no way around that part of it. Like, and it could have nothing to do with the folks inside of that house. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it makes way more sense that way, to be honest with you. Take them out of it. Take the in-house beating and them just cruelly dragging him out. And like when he doesn't wait, because like my thing was like initially, I'm like, all right, I can see, like, especially when I hear the Higgins testimony. Oh, you know, like we find out that he's been texting, you know, back and forth with Karen. Yeah. They got a little something going on. And you're like, all right, I think I could see John, like, you know, seeing these things going in hot. He's buzzed. He's like, what the fuck? You know, I'm gonna fucking take care of this motherfucker. You know, like going in there, something goes down. But what I can't see is them, you know, just continuing, because they would look out there to see if he's getting up and walking away, which is what I would think. You know, I don't think that they beat him to death in the house. Like, she's testified that he definitely died as from a combination of blunt force trauma and hypothermia. Mm-hmm. The hypothermia, she was able to establish that he was alive at the time that hypothermia set in through these, I forget what the medical term was for these like little kind of hemorrhages that happen on the stomach.
Sure.
when somebody has hypothermia internally. Mm-hmm. So like that told her that he was still alive at the time that the hypothermia set in, that he wasn't already dead. So that would mean that, you know, if that had happened in the house and they had dragged him out, that would mean that they would be sitting there watching him and just cruelly allowing a fellow officer to just die.
Yeah.
No, and I'm not.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense, man.
It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, like for me, you know, like I said, I debated it a long time on Twitter yesterday, my theory of the slip and fall in the wild animal. People are like, oh, coyotes are going to come out of the blizzard. I'm like, the blizzard hadn't started in earnest.
No, no. And the thing is, there was a lot of cars coming and going from that house as well. And, you know, coyotes, you ever had experience with them, they don't like people unless they're dead.
That's right.
And they will get the hell out of there before you even see them. So if they hear a car coming, they're out.
Gone. Yeah. Or plows coming down. Like if the coyote's starting to drag John out by the arm to like pull him into a more secluded area, you know, and you got a car or a plow coming down, he's bolting.
Yep.
You know? And so I don't know, man, it's like, I just don't think that they've been able to prove. I think the only thing that they proved is the DUI and she wasn't charged with a straight up DUI. She was charged with manslaughter while under the influence.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like that's not a charge they can get her with. So I don't know, man. It's like they've spent a huge amount of money and time on this case, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. And the sad thing is, because of the terrible investigation that was done, you know, like these folks in the house had to live through a bunch of hell and a bunch of bullshit because they didn't go in there and just do their job, you know, because people are like, why did they delete their phone? Why are they destroyed? I'm like, well, because cops could have all kinds of shit on their phones, on their personal phones that they don't want anybody looking at.
Sure.
Just like anybody.
Yeah.
Like cops are just human beings. There could be myriad of things that they don't want people to see. It doesn't have to be, oh, we're plotting a murder.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't know, man. It's a frustrating case in a lot of different ways, mostly because I just feel like we're going to get out of this case having no idea what happened to John O'Keefe.
I think that's exactly right. And honestly, for everybody who's had their life just screwed up through all of this, especially with the extreme Karen Reed supporters, the ones that are making threats against people, quite honestly, the best outcome for them is Karen Reed to be found not guilty. Because then it will lift a lot of this. There won't be that anger and animosity if she were to be convicted, and they'd keep getting hell forever. And they just want this stuff to go away. So at the end of the day, the best thing and the peace for everybody is actually going to be that if it happens.
It's true. 100%, man. Like no question about it, you know, and like the fact of the matter is that nothing changes with respect to the case. Like we know what the evidence is, and there's no evidence that anything happened inside that house. They're not going to be able to develop new evidence. Mm-hmm. If there was anything that was in that house, it's long gone, you know, that would have been, you know, something that would have been inculpatory. And we certainly know from the investigation by the feds that they didn't find anything that supported this theory.
Yeah.
You know, they would have made a move on it had they found something. So that doesn't exist. So if there's people out there that are under the misconception that they're now going to go after the people in that house, I've got news for you. It ain't happening.
Yeah.
You know, if she's found not guilty, this thing's done. And John O'Keefe, it's why, like, you know, maybe I'm just trying to, you know, like, I was kind of hoping that that this theory that I have kind of gives closure to the family, that it was just an unfortunate accident, that it wasn't foul play either one way or another, you know? And it's like, just for the O'Keefes, man, I mean, they've suffered so much loss, you know, I mean, just huge amounts of loss in that family. And I feel terrible for them, you know?
Hopefully they can finally get some sort of closure out of this, and the circus can wrap itself up.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.